Welcome to the St. Mark's Lutheran Church by the Narrows podcast channel. The sermon you are about to hear is from our worship service on March 3rd, 2024. For more information about the community and ministries of St. Mark's, you can visit our website, smlutheran.org. There you will find the full online worship service from which this sermon is taken. And if you would like to contribute financially to help sustain the ministries at St. Mark's, you'll find information on how to do that there as well. And now, here's Pastor Siggy Helgeson with a gospel reading.
The gospel reading is from John chapter 2, beginning at verse 13. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at the tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" And Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scriptures and the word that Jesus had spoken. The gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. I don't know about you, but on these rainy, snowy, kind of wintry days, I have to admit a longing for spring. The warmer weather, sunshine, flowers blooming, spending time outdoors, and all the things that spring can bring. Well, except maybe for the annual spring cleaning. Now, there may be some of you here who really enjoy that. You really enjoy spring cleaning. And maybe that Marie Kondo way of keeping only that which brings you joy. You may be familiar with Marie Kondo and her methods of helping people, aiding people like me, who tend to want to keep too many things and helping to let go of those things so that you can have a more spacious life. Well, I did a little research on the origins of spring cleaning and discovered that this ritual goes way back, found in many cultures. And often it was after the cold of winter that had passed that spring was a time to fling open the doors, go outside, and shake out those rugs that had been covered with soot that had accumulated from burning coal all winter long. Spring meant the time that you could clean out and let in the fresh air. Well, in today's gospel lesson, we have a story about some cleaning. Jesus cleaning the temple, shaking things loose, getting rid of all of the soot that had accumulated. And it wasn't in really a Marie Kondo kind of way. It was rather upsetting. And if there was a news report headlines, it might read, "Temper tantrum in the temple." Temper tantrum in the temple, temper tantrum. I would say that this text was probably not among the top 10 beloved scripture passages of all time. It may even be troubling. We don't really know what to do with this picture of an angry Jesus. We are used to kind, loving, gentle Jesus, healing people, repairing relationships, inviting people into God's kingdom. But in this passage, we see another side of Jesus who gets angry and even seems to use violent actions to clear the temple. As we gathered on Wednesdays to look at this story in our Bible study, several questions came up. Yes, Jesus was angry, but doesn't he have a right to be? And can Jesus be both loving and kind and also get angry? And what, more importantly, was the cause of him being so angry? Well, as we looked closer, we noticed that John's gospel is very different from the other three gospels. While all four record Jesus turning over the temple, the tables of the money changers and those who sold doves for sacrifices, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all of them have Jesus saying to the merchants, "My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." But it's in John's gospel where Jesus makes a whip and drives out the animals. And he says, "Don't turn my Father's house into a marketplace." Well, to help us understand what Jesus means by marketplace, we have to understand the context. And in order for someone coming to make a sacrifice at the temple, there would need to be some place for buying the sacrificial animal. And this was conveniently provided at the temple, where you could purchase an unblemished animal to sacrifice. And it was sort of an outdoor market that was located in the court of the Gentiles outside of the main sanctuary. It was often crowded, especially at Passover, with merchants and all the animals, and it would be a barrier for some who had traveled a long way to have to change their money into the temple currency in order to worship and make sacrifice to God. Well, one can just imagine Jesus doing the cleaning of the temple and imagine the animals being prodded out, the tables upturned with the money flying everywhere, and the chaos that would have ensued. It seems that Jesus taking time to make a whip hints that Jesus was not just flying off the handle, but his anger was more focused, his zeal, his passion for his Father's house, at clearing away any barrier to those who sought to worship in the temple of God. Jesus was making it clear that he wanted everyone to be able to worship. And in John's gospel, this comes right at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. So right off the bat, Jesus gets the attention of the temple leaders who ask, what is he doing and what gives him the right to do so? "Give us a sign," they ask Jesus. And Jesus answers with, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up," which they don't understand. They think of the literal temple, which has taken 46 years to rebuild under Herod's rule. It's absurd. But Jesus is talking about the temple of his body. Jesus moves from worship in the temple to worship of God incarnate in the flesh, the temple of his body, crucified, died, buried, and on the third day, risen from the dead. Jesus' ministry going forward will demonstrate a God who is with the people, all the people, even those on the outside, even those considered unclean, those who are outcast. Jesus comes to all people, breaking down barriers, and demonstrates a God who loves them, heals them, and who will die on a cross to save them, and in the same way, to save us. Notice Jesus doesn't drive out the people in John's gospel. They are still there, the merchants, the money changers, and all of the Passover crowd. More than a cleaning out of the marketplace, Jesus is breaking through barriers and access to God. Jesus is not only cleansing the temple, but offering a whole new way to be in relationship with God. Well, perhaps the question for us this morning is, where would Jesus be turning over tables today? Where are there barriers to God's love? Where do we find ourselves getting angry? Where are we getting angry at injustices against the poor, against marginalized, against outsiders? Perhaps there's an invitation here to lean into that, to lean into that passion for justice and to break down barriers. During this Lenten season, we have been invited to take a look at barriers, not only in our world or our places of worship, but also more close to home in our own lives, to look at ways in which maybe we have accumulated stuff that would keep us from the love of God and neighbor. In our Lenten devotional reading this week, we've been encouraged to let go in order to let come, focusing on things that we may have accumulated in our hearts that we want to shake out and let go of. Maybe unhealthy attitudes towards our neighbor. Maybe coveting our neighbor's stuff. The things that we scroll through on social media. Or maybe we find ourselves thinking about ways we have made idols in our lives rather than putting God and neighbor at the center. And then there's the other stuff, the hard stuff to get rid of. The hurts that we hold on to. The resentments that are rotting in our hearts. The clutter of too many things unforgiven. We're invited today and during this Lenten season to do some cleaning out of our spiritual lives. And just like those who feel stuck when trying to get rid of the stuff that we've accumulated in our homes, we too may find ourselves stuck or not knowing where to start. Maybe feeling a little overwhelmed with the things that have accumulated in the temple of our lives. Well, perhaps this is exactly the season and the time that we need to hear this story of Jesus and remind ourselves that he is the one who breaks down the barriers, that Jesus is here to help us get unstuck, to help us to let go of things that we want to cling to, even those past hurts, even resentments, helping us to let go, to forgive one another, and to forgive ourselves, to let come the grace and love of God. So today, as we close, I'd like us to invite us to take a moment just to do this spiritual exercise. And so if you feel comfortable, I'm going to invite you to just make your hands into tight fists. Very tight as you can make them. Then I want to invite you to take in a deep breath and then release the breath. And as you do, begin to release slowly your hands and just notice the feeling of release. Notice that feeling of letting go of things in our lives that we want to let go of, and to then be able to receive what God has for you. Let go of all that weighs you down and receive God's love. Receive God's forgiveness. Receive God's joy. And then release it out into the world and let it flow into a more spacious life, creating a more spacious and loving world in our relationships, in our churches, and out into the world. May it be so. Amen.
You've been listening to the St. Mark's Lutheran Church by the Narrows podcast channel. Thanks for joining us.